I switched to Android, but an iPhone 15 is probably in my future. Introduction. There has been quite a bit of discussion and debate of late around the merits of iOS and Android, and this has coincided with my own journey into using Android. In February this year, after 13 years using iPhones, I bought a Samsung Galaxy S23. I had long been curious about Android and had dabbled with it over the years, primarily as my work phone. I had never really picked it up and used it as my primary day-to-day phone, though, at least not since I spent a month with a Nexus 4 way back in 2016. This time, I genuinely planned to give it a real go. I envisaged myself sticking with it for a full year before deciding what I want to do next. For context, while I have some limited vision, I am very much a screen reader user, with voice over on iOS and talk back on Android. I have also tried CSR, also known as Jishuo, on the Android side. I do not use Braille, so will not be delving into that aspect here. In this blog post, I want to share my experiences to date, and why I'm not so sure I'll last the year after all. Motivation. As mentioned above, I have been an iPhone user for over 13 years and have generally always been extremely happy with it. I also have an iPad, Mac, Apple Watch, and more, so I'm pretty entrenched in the Apple ecosystem and the benefits which go with that. It's reasonable, therefore, to ask why I would want to do this in the first place. First and foremost, I'm interested in tech. I've always been curious about Android, dabbling with it here and there. I like the idea of it, a more open and customizable platform, and one that offers a greater range of hardware choices too. Was I feeling a little bored of iPhone, perhaps? Though I am aware how privileged that might sound. Ultimately, we do have choice in the market, and I wanted to know what the other side was like. I wavered between getting the Samsung Galaxy S23 or a Google Pixel 7, but ultimately chose the Galaxy as it was brand new and running probably the best processor in the Android market, so performance should never be a problem. I'd definitely be interested, though, to hear if people's experiences with Pixel differ to mine with the Galaxy. The purchasing experience. My life with Samsung didn't get off to the best start. The purchasing experience on the Samsung Ireland website left a lot to be desired. The website had quite poor screen reader accessibility, which surprised me. I managed to muddle through, but ended up with the wrong color device. I was sure I had selected lilac, but ended up with cream. As it turns out, I like what I got, but I'd suggest that's not the point. The post-purchase experience wasn't great either, with a lack of clarity about when I could expect the order to arrive. So this aspect was a bit of a letdown compared to experiences with Apple. On the plus side, unlike Apple, Samsung are good for offering deals. I got a discount for ordering early, plus a further discount when I added in Galaxy Buds.